Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm good, Kat. How are you?
I am great. I am so excited to talk to you because you're the director of the World Wildlife Fund. And I got to tell you, I'm all about that and tackling global plastic pollution crisis, something that is on our minds all the time. So thank you so much. If you would, tell me how plastic waste is threatening our natural environment.
Absolutely. Well, I imagine, Kat, you've seen the pictures, right? You have the turtle with the straw in the nose, or the whale that has washed up on the beach with a belly full of waste. And that's not surprising when we know that we have about a dump truck of plastic waste entering our ocean a minute, accumulating to about 8 million metric tons every year.
Wow.
And that plastic's not going anywhere, right? It's just persisting. And while it's there, it's having a lot of negative interactions with the species that live there, right? So we know that 800 species have come in contact with plastic, and they've either eaten it or gotten entangled in it, or it's negatively affected their habitat.
Right.
None of those things are good. So World Wildlife Fund is trying to stop the flow of plastic waste into nature.
So how can we as individuals help?
Well, you know, when I'm working with companies on this, I'm asking them to do a big thing. I'm asking them to rethink their relationship with plastic and how they make it. And so I would do the same thing for a consumer. You know, every day we interact with plastic. And for those plastics that are single use, the ones that we just interact with for a hot second and then we throw it away, those are the ones that we're really talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the ways that you can change that, right? Can you use a reusable water bottle or coffee mug or shopping bag? Can you not only rethink how you store food in your home, but when you leave, so for to-go or for the takeout from restaurants? And then obviously, you're still going to have single-use plastics. So
mm-hmm.
how can you be a part of making sure they stay in the system and get recycled? And that's by participating with your local recycling programs and doing it in a smart way. So I think there's a lot that each of us, you know, a lot that each of us can do to solve this.
Well, I think it's really wonderful that you have gotten major companies to go beyond commitments and do more and resources working with companies. And that's what you're doing to maximize and measure efforts. Are you getting a lot of response?
Absolutely. You know, when we set this up, the companies that we started out with as principal members, Coke, Keurig, Dr. Pepper, McDonald's, P&G, Starbucks, and Tetra Pak, they all have major commitments for how they want to do their part to address this global crisis. But none of the companies, those or others, have this real clear roadmap or common language of how do we get there? How do we implement that and do it in a really credible way?
Mm-hmm.
And so Resource Plastic is designed to fill that how gap. It's to help them take those ambitions they have, help them identify where they can have the biggest impact, help them to implement that, and then, of course, help them to measure that over time.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the year, we can say, did all those things we do, did they add up to the change we wanted to see? And then, of course, when you do anything collectively, right, when you bring companies and governments and cities and consumers all together
right.
for one common vision, you can deliver on change at a much greater scale than what any one of us could do on our own.
So like our listeners, they can do things on their own, but they can also get together with groups and civic groups. Here at Intercom Richmond, this is the company that owns us, we do this all the time. It's called One Thing Initiative, and we are recycling, we are cleaning, we are planting. And I know myself with the plastic bags, what I do is I have the reusable bags, and I just take those to the grocery store or whatever all the time, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I live in Richmond and Elwood Thompson has an actual program where you can borrow a bag, right? So if you forgot your bag when you go there, you can just take it out of the bin
really?
And borrow it to shop. And then, yes, it's really neat. It's just there's a lot of innovation happening in this space around how people can interact with these things a little bit differently.
So you're here in Richmond?
I am.
Oh, my gosh, Erin, I didn't know that.
I work out of my home when I'm not in the D.C. office. So, yes, it's a blessing. I love Richmond.
Well, you're going to have to come up and visit, and we're going to have to work on a project, and we'll get together, and there's a bunch of us that'll help.
Excellent. I look forward to it. All right. A lot of work to be done on our mighty James.
All right. And in the meantime, how can we stay focused, get all the information online with this particular initiative?
Absolutely. If you want to learn more about Resource Plastic, you can go to www.resource-plastic.com.
Well, thank you so much, and stay in touch. Come see us soon, okay?
Will do. Thank you again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.